Hey everyone, it's Morgan Glass, the owner and founder of Lash Alliance. I have a couple of really quick updates before we dive in on this podcast. We have a classic lash training coming up April 10th. This one is an in-person training at our salon in Midwest City, Oklahoma. So if you are local, I do have one spot that is left on that class. Another thing is we've actually expanded our salon. We now have 4,000 square feet, which is something that I am so proud of. We are 4 years in and we have 4,000 square feet. We almost have the whole shopping center. And with that expansion, though, we've been able to expand on Lash Alliance. So if you follow us on Instagram, I have been posting about it on our stories, but we now have a full 1,000 square feet for our warehouse and for our classroom and all of that good stuff. So we actually now have a legit space for Lash Alliance when before we actually didn't. Lash Alliance inventory was literally put in our back room, which was my office slash inventory slash break room. Yeah, now I actually have my own office and we actually have a full space just for Lash Alliance. So that is something that I am so proud of and so excited about. So today's podcast is going to be over how to find your lash home. So I have done podcasts on the other end where when you're the owner and you're hiring staff, how to do the interview process and how to properly find someone that's going to work for your salon. But today I'm going to turn the tables a little bit and I am going to be talking to you about if you are a lash artist yourself, not a salon owner, and whether it's hourly commission or even booth rent or renting out a room, whatever, now it's you and it's your turn to decide, okay, what salon do I want to be at and what salon's going to be a good fit for me. So I'm going to be giving you some tips that I hope are going to help you find a salon that you're going to thrive at and a salon that you're going to be happy at and a salon that you can be long-term because, hey, you don't want to be bouncing around constantly. So I hope this helps. Let's dive on in. So I really wanted to do a podcast on this just because I do feel like sometimes in this industry, before we get into a salon, we don't always do the proper research that we should do. And when you don't do the proper research on a salon and you just take the first offer or you just take the first thing that you see, what ends up happening is you don't know that salon fully or like you should. And then you get in and it's not what you thought it was going to be. And then you end up looking for another salon. And then you don't want to be jumping around. You don't want to be salon jumping and you don't want to be, you know, and I understand sometimes things happen or things that you can't control, but you want to at least be able to control it as much as you can just because, especially for your clients, you don't want to be, oh, I'm here. And then a couple months later, oh, now I'm here. And then now I'm here. So it just doesn't look good on you. So there's things that you can do on your end to really, really research and make sure that that salon's going to be a good fit for you. Because let's be honest, you do want to find a place that you can be at long term, whether that is an employee somewhere or somewhere that you're self-employed where you're renting out a room or a booth or whatever the case may be. You want to find a place where you can be long term and a place that you can, you know, thrive in someone's salon and really grow while you're there, and also to just a place that you're going to vibe with. So I have a couple of tips to help you when you are trying to decide where to go, and that will help you find that salon that's going to be long term for you. So the first thing is look at the salon's reviews. This is definitely like a must. This is one of the first things that you should do. I would say even before you even apply somewhere or you reach out to them to see if they have any rooms available, look at their reviews on Google, Facebook, wherever they have reviews, look at them and see what people are saying. Now, obviously, this is going to be clients. Now, I mean, there could be someone that used to work there, maybe, more than likely not, but it's going to be mainly just clients. But this is good, you know, because if they have a lot of bad reviews, clients are giving bad reviews, that is not good. That's not a place you want to work, because if you're bringing out quality, but then there's other people in that salon that aren't and they're getting a lot of bad reviews, it's going to look bad on you. Or when a client Googles like what salon you're located at and there's a lot of negative things and a lot of bad reviews, even though maybe none of them are about you, or, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's still not going to look good on you. I always say that the salon you're at reflects on you and you reflect on them. It's a relationship, honestly, and it's 50-50. And, you know, I do think that more salon owners need to be like how I am and more caring and not just letting anyone and everyone come into their salon. So if you can find a salon that is picky like that, the owner, the manager, they're picky about who they bring in, that is a good thing, because there's a lot of salons, and I don't know if it's just in my state or what, I feel like this is probably everywhere, but there's a lot of salons that they do not care who they bring in. They just want to get that booth rented out. They just want to get that employee in there to start, you know, knocking out lashes, and they want them to be done with a full set in 2 hours. And, you know, so there's definitely a lot of salon owner and managers out there like that, but not every single salon owner and salon manager is like that. Okay. So you really want to try your best to find a salon that, you know, really does value and really does care about the people that are working with them. So look at the reviews, see what clients are saying. That's your first thing. That's the easiest thing to do. Another thing is kind of what I was talking about, is finding out about the owner and the manager. You know, really try to find out what you can. Now, obviously, there are going to be some people that maybe someone that got fired from that place that maybe doesn't have much positive things to say about them. But there's a big difference between like one or two people, especially someone that got fired for not doing what they're supposed to be doing, talking bad, compared to just multiple and multiple people. You know, you definitely can tell the difference between that. So I would really just try to find out what you can about the owner. You know, and this doesn't necessarily have to be something that someone else said. You could go on their Instagram, go on their business page of the owner and the manager, and see what they're about. You know, is this someone that's going to invest in you? Is this someone that's going to care? Is this someone that invests in their own education? That's a really, really big one, because there's salon owners out there that own lash studios, that have never even picked up a pair of tweezers, or that aren't even licensed, you know? And if you're okay working for someone like that, you know, more power to you. But me personally, I would prefer to work with someone, and the owner of my salon, it's someone that understands what I'm going through. Because when I come to them with an issue about a client or about, you know, lashes, about work, things like that, they are going to understand 100%, because they have been in my shoes. But if I'm going to my owner and they have never lashed a client in their life, they are not going to know. And there's a chance that they may not understand, because, you know, and I can't blame them, because yeah, they've never been in my shoes, but they may not understand where I'm coming from. And if I tell them, hey, this is a better way to do things, you know, they may not even try to understand, because they just don't know. So that is something that you could run into if someone isn't behind their chair, you know, once been behind the chair with lashing. So that is something. And if they're not investing in their education, why the heck are they going to invest in you? Okay. How involved are they in the lash industry? This kind of goes hand in hand with education. You know, if they are not involved and they aren't investing in themselves, let's just be honest, you can't expect them to do the same for you. I am really big on my education, and I'm really big about bringing that to my salon. And salons like that, where the owners and the managers are constantly having trainings or extra education, things like that, that's a place you want to be at. That's amazing. If you can find a place, a studio that does that, oh my gosh, like that is just perfect. And we do not have enough of that. So definitely look into the owner, see what their morals are, their ethics, see what they're about, and see if that's someone that you would be okay with working for. And if they're going to be someone that, you know, if they're a good person, basically. Another thing you can do is find out about the other girls in the salon, or guys, This is another one. I would say the owner one, though, that's probably the biggest one just because they're the ones setting the expectations for everyone. So obviously, if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, no one in the salon's going to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I would definitely find out about the owner, research the owner first, and from there, then see about the girls that are in the salon. If the girls in the salon or the owner, either one, if, you know, they're being very unprofessional on their social media pages, that, again, that's not something you want to be associated with. So you definitely want to check that out. I would ask for a shadow day if one has not been offered. I will tell you right now, if it is a very good salon that is very picky about who they bring in and is hired slow, they are going to already tell you about the shadow day. They are going to be having you come in and they're going to be having you shadow one of their lash artists or the manager. But if maybe that's something they haven't offered to you yet, you could go ahead and offer that to them, that let them know that you are interested in coming in and shadowing. This is very, very good. And this is something in my interviews that I always do. And this is something on your end as a lash artist that you should be doing before you go into a salon. Even if it's booth or I don't care if you're self-employed, okay? Like, you need to go in there and you need to see this salon and you need to really, really, really grade this salon and see if this is going to be a salon for you or not. So if they don't offer you a shadow day, definitely let them know, hey, I would love to come in and shadow first, you know, before we go further in this interview. And you're going to shadow one of the ladies in there or guys, and you're going to really see the day to day. You're going to be able to see the owner, the manager, all the other girls interact, and you'll be able to tell, okay, I could really see myself here. Or it could be the opposite. It could be, oh, wow, like this is just not my vibe, because there is a vibe, okay? And it just might not be your vibe, and that is totally okay. But if you don't do a shadow day and you immediately just go work in a salon and you get in and then you're able to see how it works and the vibe of everyone else in there, it may not be your vibe, and you may be like, oh my gosh. And you know, you've already agreed to work there, you've already filled out all your paperwork, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is not my vibe. So it's really important that you do get to figure out that salon's vibe and do a shadow day and see if it's going to be for you or not. If you can see yourself in that salon, if you cannot see yourself working in there, then you know it's not a good fit. Vibes, and then also to check out their Instagram. So I was telling you to check out like the owners and the other girls in there, but also check out the actual salon's Instagram and kind of see like what they're posting to see if that's something you align with and something that is your vibe. Because I will say, you know, and I'm not trying to get political here. That's not what I want to do, because I know everyone's so like different with their opinions, which I respect everyone's opinion. I normally like understand both sides half the time. I feel like I'm just a very understanding person, so I'm able to, I don't know, I feel like understand people's point of view pretty easily. But, you know, there are some salons out there that do get very political. You know, that's not really something that we do, just because, you know, everyone does have different opinions. And, you know, when you do start getting political, you can make some people mad and they might stop coming to you. So, you know, but I do know a lot of salons that do, they do. It's becoming a lot more common these days for salons or just businesses in general, you know, to make more political posts and things like that. So you do have to realize, though, if you're on one end and they're on the other, if you don't agree with something or like the things that they're posting, and then you go into work there, they're probably going to be talking about it too, like the coworkers or the owner, whoever amongst themselves. And if you don't agree with that, you know, I don't know, you know, you could, that could possibly, I don't know if you guys would be able to respect each other's opinions, but you personally may not want to work somewhere that maybe is posting certain things, or, you know, you guys may not be able to get along properly and things like that. So I would definitely, you know, look at that, because if they're posting certain things and you're on complete other end of it, and if that bothers you, then you're not going to want to work there, because that's just going to lead to issues and, you know, more problems down the road. And then if they are having you come in for multiple interviews, this is a good sign, okay? You may be thinking to yourself like, oh my gosh, like this is really annoying. They're taking so long. Please don't think like that, because that is a really good sign. That means that that company or that owner, that manager, they actually really, really care about who they bring in, and they're very picky. So if you're getting called back for multiple interviews, I will say first off, that's a good sign. That means you are doing something right. That means that they really like you and that they probably want you in your or in their salon. So if you are getting called for multiple interviews, that's a good thing. If you're going in just for one interview and they're like, okay, when can you start? You know, it's like, whoa, okay. Either they don't know how to do the proper interview process, or they just honestly truly don't really care about who they bring in. They're just wanting a warm body in there. Because I'm sorry, but with one interview, you truly cannot get to know a person. And that is why my interview process is so long as it is, because I can really, really get to know someone, and it's for them as well to get to know me and my salon to see if they would be a good fit. So if it's a long interview process, that is a good thing. And if you keep getting calls back, that is also a good thing. I believe that's all I have. So I really hope those 5-6 tips really help you. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on the Instagram Lash Alliance. But really, just this comes down to doing your research and really making sure you fill a place out before you just dive in. You know, I know it's exciting and you want to get in somewhere, but you know, take it slow and really research and go in, do a shadow day, get to know the people that are working in there, and see if you feel like you could get along with them and you feel like you would be a good fit for the company and vice versa. So just take it slow. That's my advice, and really research and do all the things that I told you, because that will help. And if you do all of those things, you are going to find a place that you really like and a place that you will probably be at most of your career. And you know, that's what we all want. We want to find our lash home. So I hoped I helped you and I gave you value. So have a good day.